KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's clear and 46 degrees in Atlantic. Again, we look for sunny skies today, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday discussed a report from the Community Protection Committee with regard to a petition it had received to reduce the speed limit on West 22nd Street from Chestnut to Palm. The petition called for the city to reduce the speed limit from 45 to 35 miles per hour along that particular stretch of road. Mayor Pro Tem Steve Livengood chairs the CPC.
What we had is a petition that said please lower it, but they didn't say why. And so we really didn't know why. We weren't able to bring them in for a public hearing. It wouldn't have been appropriate on a committee anyhow. And the only reason we can find out why they want to lower it is to have a public hearing. So what we're doing is we're recommending that we amend the ordinance to lower the speed limit. Simply because when we do that, that will require an ordinance change, which will require public hearings, and we can talk about why they think it ought to be lowered. Because I have a list with signatures on it, that's really probably not good enough to lower it.
And during discussion, Councilman Dana Halder said he understands the likely safety concerns among the residents in the newly developed area, but he said there are alternatives for those residents who fear getting hit backing out of their driveways.
You got to understand that the speed limit was there when they moved in, the majority of them, if not all of them. I think some of this was covered when that subdivision basically was put in with turnaround lanes in their driveways.
Yes.
So those people don't have to back out onto that street. They can turn around in their driveway and drive out. And I think that was one of the reasons for that, was because of the speed limit.
During the public forum on Wednesday night's meeting, Keith Harlan, who has lived in the area for 16 years, was one of the residents who signed the petition.
And I've noticed since the new paving is in, the traffic is moving faster through there. And my personal concern is I come out my driveway, which maybe lays just a little bit over the east side of the hill, and I look and pull out, and at least a couple times a week I'll get about halfway down that hill and somebody's right on my bumper. So that is why I signed it at the time. And I realize, you know, engineers have sight distances, and maybe it's in compliance with all that. I just know that when I come out there with my Suburban, that's the way it works. And I'm probably old enough to watch out for it. Hopefully my wife will, or anybody visiting there. So I'd hate to see somebody get smacked.
Additional public input will be taken during the next city council meeting before action on amending the ordinance is taken. News time is 9:03.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
A Sioux City man accused of shooting at two bicyclists has been placed on probation and must serve 90 days in jail. 23-year-old Terry Oliver Jr. pleaded guilty in Plymouth County District Court in Lamar's to two counts of misdemeanor assault with a firearm and OWI. Oliver was accused of firing several rounds at two bicyclists as he drove past them on Highway 12 near Stone State Park in August. The cyclists were not hurt. Oliver was sentenced on Monday. The Missouri River Recovery Program is launching a new interactive online tool designed to provide insight into the river's natural environment and efforts being made to preserve it. Steve Fisher, the program's senior manager, says the tool is called Missouri River Basin Explorer, and it lets computer users explore the waterway's different regions, from the Rocky Mountain foothills along Iowa's western border to the lowlands of Missouri.
You can take a look at each one of those different regions on the river. For example, you can click on different tabs on the website itself, and it'll show linkages based on whatever topic you might have selected on there. So it's helped to show folks how things are interacting together and make some of those connections that they may be aware of or may not be aware of.
He says the tool was developed with plenty of input from stakeholders all along the Missouri River Basin. Fisher said the tool can help the public to better understand what takes place on the river.
As we engage with the stakeholders in a variety of different venues up and down the river, and in particular, for example, our Missouri River Recovery Implementation Committee. So that's our 70-member stakeholder group that we work with. So what this is, it's a tool for them to go back and share with their constituents, as well as us to share with other basin stakeholders.
The river serves many interests, including agriculture, commerce, energy, natural resources, navigation, recreation, and water supply. Overuse of the river, the group claims, has led to problems with the ecosystem. 51 out of 67 native fish species now are rare, uncommon, or decreasing. Reproduction has largely ceased for cottonwoods, historically the dominant floodplain tree, and aquatic insects, a key link in the food chain, have been reduced by 70%. The group says 3 million acres of natural river habitat have been altered. You can learn more at www.moriverrecovery.org. And while the weather outside isn't exactly frightful just yet, some Iowans may need a reminder that wind chills will plummet and snow will fly one day very soon. Today is Winter Weather Awareness Day, according to Jeff Johnson, the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Winter Weather Day is basically a day to kind of think about the hazards we do face here in the state from winter weather. Particularly, you know, we're going to look at, you know, the winter storms, blizzards, extreme cold episodes, and ice storms. And for each of those, how to deal with each threat.
The National Weather Service is offering that information on its website, weather.gov.
Really, what we want people to know is how to get a watch, warning, or advisory, kind of what they mean, and some of the safety things everyone should do. Like, for example, Winter Weather Day is a good reminder to make sure your winter weather kit is ready in your car. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, but, you know, it can include the basics, and exactly what to put in that is on our website, of course.
And as for some items he said that you should include, and that would be blankets, a flashlight, extra batteries, radio, a shovel, and non-perishable food. After this year's prolonged drought, everyone's wondering about the winter ahead, and Johnson said the predictions are still inconclusive.
Last year we had a fairly tranquil winter. It was punctuated at the end by an extremely warm March. Holy cow, it was, you know, temperatures in the 80s last March. It was a record month. And then prior to that, we had, you know, a few snow episodes and ice, but nothing significant.
As for naming this season's winter storms, like what's done with hurricanes, Johnson says that's a gimmick being offered by the Weather Channel and not the National Weather Service. State officials have partnered with a Kansas City-based nonprofit group to create www.iowasourcelink.com, a sort of one-stop shop for people who own small businesses or want to start one. Kevin Lentz of West Des Moines says he could have used that kind of website about 14 years ago when he started his small business.
There's over 300 tax-supported agencies right now all around our state that are all prepared and willing to provide resource to startups and existing businesses like myself. The challenge is navigating that entire network.
Lentz is the chair of the Small Business Advisory Committee that's been working with officials in the Iowa Economic Development Authority.
Our committee made sure that we were not just reinventing another tool and add more chaos to what was already out there.
The new website is one of 20 created in partnership with Kansas City-based U.S. SourceLink. Iowa's version, www.iasourcelink.com, is up and running. The website has an Iowa Business Concierge tab, as well as a resource navigator to link business owners and entrepreneurs with local banks, accountants, and government agencies that provide assistance.
And I think if you look through and read about the mortality rate of small businesses that start up, about 1 in 2 fail. So really, that's been our overriding goal, is not only to improve the number of startups, but really improve the success rate for businesses.
According to the governor's office, 51% of private sector jobs in Iowa are small businesses. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Stocks are inching higher in early trading on Wall Street a day after the biggest plunge of the year. Investors are encouraged by two U.S. economic reports, a slight decrease in applications for unemployment benefits, and a narrower trade deficit. As President Obama and the leaders of the divided Congress face the approaching fiscal cliff of spending cuts and tax increases, Obama advisor David Axelrod is warning Republican leaders to take a lesson from Tuesday's vote. He says Obama won after pledging to raise taxes on the highest earning Americans. And Axelrod tells MSNBC that everyone's going to have to come with an open mind to the talks about how to reduce the nation's deficits. Areas hardest hit by Superstorm Sandy are dealing with new outages after a nor'easter left a blanket of snow that snapped storm-weakened trees and downed power lines. There are more than 200,000 new outages in parts of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. In New York City, power officials say the outages are getting dealt with quickly. About half the current outages in New Jersey are from the latest storm. The nor'easter, as promised, brought gusting winds, rain, and snow, but not the flooding that was anticipated, fortunately. And prosecutors say some of the survivors of the shooting nearly 2 years ago in Arizona that wounded former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will speak at today's sentencing hearing for Jared Loeffner. Loeffner pleaded guilty 3 months ago under an agreement that guarantees he will spend the rest of his life in prison for the shootings that killed six people and wounded 13 others. News time is 9-11.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In the funeral announcements, Lorraine Anderson, age 90, of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Lorraine Anderson will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Eldred Schmitz, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Eldred Schmitz will be today at 11 o'clock in Westphalia at the St. Boniface Catholic Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bonnie Betts, age 83, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bonnie Betts will be held 11 a.m. Friday at the Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Sophia Sherwin, age 102, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Sophia Sherwin will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Carolyn Lynham, age 87, of Indianola and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday at the Village in Indianola. October 29th, that is. Memorial services for Carolyn Lynham will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Village in Indianola. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth Means, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Omaha. Graveside services for Ruth Means will be on Monday at 11 o'clock in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Dwayne Nielsen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Dwayne Nielsen will be held Monday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Dwayne Darnold, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Villisca, died Sunday. Memorial services for Dwayne Darnold will be held at a later date at the Wolf Funeral Home in Villisca. And the news was brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. We won't have a noon newscast for you today on KJAN because of our high school football playoffs, so the next newscast will be this afternoon. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.